I'm so fucking sad. I miss my friend.
Who?
Ian. Yeah, like he was here last week.
Oh, the big dude. I was gonna say
the guy.
I was gonna say Diego.
Oh. Yeah, Diego was supposed to come, but he goes to bed at 7:15. Yeah,
he's a fucking dude. He lives a geriatric lifestyle. You ever see his lunches?
No.
This dude, all he eats is fucking oatmeal with beans in it. Doesn't even cook it. Just oatmeal and beans.
No.
Throws peas and carrots.
No, he doesn't mix the oatmeal and the beans.
Yes, he does, dude. He mixes all kinds of ill shit together. You ever seen him just open up a dry ass fucking oatmeal pack and throw it in his mouth?
No.
I've seen him do that. Your stomach has to have that cooked to process that.
Yeah.
Like he has to have the most explosive diarrhea in the history of diarrhea.
I think it's the opposite. If you're doing dry oatmeal, I think it's like because that's going through you dry. So it's absorbing all of the liquid that's on the way.
Yeah, but I'm saying, and it's your body's like expelling it. Like it's like, this is not food. We have to get it the fuck out of us.
Yeah, but
wouldn't you think it would make you shit? If you eat raw beans, you're farting and shitting like fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, so yeah, so
we've all dabbled in medicine. Let's have an opinion on this.
So diarrhea is basically just, it is constipation. But it's your body.
It's the end of constipation.
Well, it's your body. Your body's trying to push it out with liquid.
Yeah.
But all diarrhea is constipated. It's because you're constipated. That's why it comes out watery, because your body's bringing extra water.
Let's take a second here, because that's profound. Did you know that?
Profound. Not that way. No, not that way. Yeah, I figured it sends more water there because there's waste that needs to be expelled, and it's not clumping up right.
Well, but that's because it's constipated. Because
it's constipated.
So it sends more water to say, get it out of here.
Yeah, it's sending more water to try to flush out your system.
Interesting.
Because it won't move on its own.
Huh.
I buy it.
There's got to be cases where it's just plain old, good old-fashioned American diarrhea.
I didn't eat any solid foods yesterday.
And you know what I mean?
See, you're going by the inaccurate idea of what diarrhea is.
I think we need to do a little bit of diarrhea research this week.
I'm a fucking, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I know you're a butthole specialist.
Bottoms know. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Like we understand our bodies.
Okay. I believe you. Honest to God, I trust you 100% here, but it's like still something.
Like I know my cycles.
Yeah.
I know when I got to eat to be ready to go.
Right.
You know, I know all of those things.
You live a disciplined, it's a disciplined lifestyle.
I live a very disciplined lifestyle. Yeah, I live maybe the most disciplined lifestyle.
You're a gay ninja, basically. Like all gays kind of are if they care about. Yeah,
I'm
in life preparation.
No, I am
life prep alone.
I am the gay Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, gay
you think
Miyagi.
So?
Yeah,
I don't know if you're.
What is that? What do you do with that peg on the on the post there?
Mm-hmm.
When you're teaching your young.
Well, first you have to wax on, wax off.
Yeah. Well, naturally.
Yeah, that's
how you're gonna get it in. I'm assuming.
How are these cars gonna get waxed otherwise? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know, dude. It's an opinion. The only reason you guys wouldn't be considered ninjas is because you don't wear clothes that are inconspicuous.
Some gay people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wear ninja clothes.
Sometimes.
But they don't like do ninja activities on straight people. You know, they don't impose their gay ninja.
Unless it was necessary.
It's a much more coy approach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a backwards tiptoe.
Yeah, because if you're too aggressive, you're going to scare the straight guys.
But it's you're still on
you're,
the
you're
gonna
offensive. Be, you're going to be scaring the hoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want
if you're too aggressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta like be a little
straight
bit
guys
more,
are the hoes in this.
Yeah,
scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
You and me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're the hoes.
We're the hoes.
Yeah. We get scared.
Mm-hmm.
If
I ain't scared
of
nothing.
If we
dude,
came
I might
over,
be, I might be by. I don't know. I just no one's ever. I've never been approached by.
Well, see, if you're not scared, that means you're not straight.
Yeah, maybe I'm not straight.
You've been approached by a gay guy before, and you've probably been mean to him a little bit more mean than you should have.
What?
That's my guess.
But I'm talking. Well, I mean, I've been mean to gay guys that approached me that I didn't want them to.
Well,
that I didn't want, but
that's fine.
Yeah, but I'm not mean to anybody.
But see, I'm talking about on the Kinsey scale, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, according to Kinsey, if you just have thoughts, you're bisexual.
Oh hell yeah, dude! I'm bisexual as fuck.
Like you've never acted on it. You don't actually want to act on it, but you just have thoughts.
Yeah.
You're bisexual, according to Kinsey.
No shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sounds like Kinsey was a queer.
Yeah, sounds to me like Kinsey wanted to suck dick.
Because my theory is, like, you know, I've asked my friends that before. I was like, you ever have gay thoughts? You ever think about sucking the dick? And they're like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, then how do you know you wouldn't want it? You know? You have to have that thought.
The age-old question.
Yeah. You have to have that thought and put yourself in that sucking a dick to say, Nope.
Yeah, that's not for
so
me.
So you've had that.
Yeah. Well, 100%. 100%. Like 3-4 times a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, nope, not for me.
That's how I knew I was into being a gimp.
But my whole, yeah, exactly. It's not for me today.
See, mine was the opposite. Mine was the opposite. I pictured eating a pussy, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Something feels wrong. I'm going to do it because culture tells me I should do this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But,
and then when I pictured it, I was like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
Left a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah,
so to speak.
It's kind of like cum, but different.
The age old.
It's super
joke.
Pissy. It's really pissy in my cum? Experience. No.
I'm sorry, but I meant to say
pussy.
Cunt.
Pussy.
Cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cunt. Cunt. Nobody calls it.
No, anymore. Ever.
Nobody says, like, you ever eaten cunt?
You ever eaten cunt before?
Cunt.
What's that chick's cunt taste like?
But yeah,
what?
Nobody
what
says
the fuck
like
did
that.
You just say?
Cunt is a derogatory.
It's the thing is, it's just such a good, aggressive word.
Well, it's not the 90s anymore. We have to be, like, correct now.
Even the 90s, I don't know if it was getting
gender
drawn
cunt.
On much.
Dude, this weekend has been so crazy. Multiple times this week, I was like, I wish this was still the 90s so I could say exactly how I feel right
now. Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about that. Speak on that. I would like to know what scenarios.
There's words I would like to use publicly that I just can't anymore.
Mm.
Do any of them start with the word F?
Well, I mean, I can use that one because that's my word.
Do any end in a hard R? Don't lie.
No, they don't.
Fucking liar.
No, I mean, even that word wasn't like cool in the 90s.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Maybe the 1890s, but not like
I
don't
know which
90s
you're talking about.
I mean, I saw some. I mean, if you drive through Pontiac, there's a lot of diggers going around.
Yeah, there's construction
and I get pissed
everywhere.
At them.
Yeah, a lot of graveyards in Pontiac. Yeah.
No, seriously, they're tearing down a lot of things, mm-hmm. and you just mm-hmm. you can't yell digger mm-hmm. out the car because mm-hmm. you know sound travels and it sounds. Mm-hmm. You might lose that first little syllable.
Mm-hmm. They might mm-hmm. only hear the last.
The acre.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't even want to. You were too afraid to say it without.
Yeah,
his friend, you can't
well,
say
I, well, I mean, I don't do well in black rooms. You do, so
yeah, you do a lot better in black rooms than I do.
I don't do, but I quit comedy. I think I saw I saw Louis D. Michael and Johnny Mockney open up for Sam Talent today, and I almost threw up. I almost fucking threw up out of my mouth.
Well, I mean, they're friends, so
well, that's great for them. But and I'm so happy for them.
I mean, all three of them are friends.
No, so. I know. Yeah, that's very good. I probably did better.
I'm quitting comedy because of like a lot of stupid shit that I see, like people that are like on the way up saying,
yeah,
that like it's like they've not necessarily leapfrogged me. They've always been ahead of me, but like they're starting to like finally like really kind of break through,
mm-hmm.
and like they're getting very comfortable on their social media because they realize like I'm about to like break
mm-hmm.
and they're just saying like the dumbest bullshit and I'm like this is who I'm gonna have to fucking get past and I'm like I don't want to fucking even deal with this bullshit.
You know what I needed is to hear Alex say that because then immediately I turn to oh well come on dude it's all you know we're all our own people.
Yeah.
No really like I just needed one other person to sound as stupid as I did mm-hmm. and just be like what are you stop it be
well, happy but what people. I but what I no, this has nothing to do with their comedy career. This has everything to do with like their personal fucking ideas and beliefs.
Yeah. Well, that's even deeper. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. His, I mean, he's a lot more existential in his hatred.
I mean, I just all right. Like, I just look at like the top of comedy right now, and I think everyone would agree that's like Rogan, right?
I'd say right now it's Shane Gillis.
I'm not talking about talent wise. I'm talking about like gatekeeper pulling strings wise.
I would, yeah, probably.
That's like Rogan, yeah, right?
Bill
Genevieve's
Burr.
Up there, yeah.
Burr's not pulling any strings. Burr's just on his own. He's not
Chappelle,
like
Chappelle. Would he?
No, those guys are just like those guys are performing for themselves. They're not like trying to break people.
Right, right.
Like
right,
Rogan's
right,
trying to break people. Mm-hmm. So he like I mean he has the comedy mothership. Everybody's mm-hmm. sucking him off to get spots there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like listening to the bullshit he says on his podcast and I'm listening to all the people adjacent to him and the bullshit they're saying on their podcast. And I'm just like, this is who I'm trying to work with.
Right.
Like this mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to like get to. Yeah. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
But don't be discouraged.
Because I do it in a heartbeat. I'd fit in perfect, actually. So.
You probably
I think
would.
Mm-hmm. You'd do the best out of the three of us on Rogan.
1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
Just based on how you don't shut up.
That's valid. Like yeah. old. No, you would definitely do because you're interested.
You could talk about pirates for like 20 minutes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like interested. You would love talking about the bullshit that mm-hmm. Rogan. Maybe old Rogan. Yeah. Maybe not so much new Rogan. But like,
I wouldn't be able to handle. I wouldn't be able to handle the politics and shit.
But like old Rogan, like you would definitely like you would fit in perfectly with that.
Yeah.
Like
I'm just waiting on the call, man.
Like Rogan's not gonna want to talk about like fucking Ghost of Tsushima with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
I get that. I get that. I
Go
ahead.
Are you going to talk about your daughter's softball game or something?
No,
to interrupt the politics that might have came?
No, I was going to talk about how...
Where's Ian when you need him?
I was going to talk about how I missed Ian.
Yeah, man. You know what? It smells nice in here.
It does. I mean, that's always going to be the case.
It kind of smells good in here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that, like... maybe it's the... Should we change the color of the lights?
No.
Well, I just feel off.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we probably should. Well, I mean...
We should.
The first one without Ian has to be these lights.
Black lights.
These are the Galentine lights.
Yeah, these are the Galentines.
What's Galentine?
When one of us is missing. Mm-hmm. These are the lights we use.
What is Galentine, though?
Because we're a bunch of gals just yapping.
Yeah. Galentine.
Yeah, it's Galentine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that word.
What a fucking
Galentine.
Idiot. What a fucking idiot.
Not Galentine?
No.
Galentine.
That's how, Galentine.
It's a play on words, bro.
Did calling women gals come
here? I'm gonna break it down for you.
Okay.
There's Valentine's, right? So you take all of the things associated with Valentine's and Valentine's Day, and you just drop the V and you add the G.
Now it's all girls.
Now it's Galentine's.
I don't believe you, but I could be wrong.
You are wrong.
I am. I don't read like you.
One of my big things.
I read adventure books.
One of the main reasons I'm glad Nick's leaving the podcast is because he will run like weird little, not understand wordplay, like how me and you understand wordplay, and it fucking. It's not. I shouldn't say it bothers me. It's just like, we do better?
Well, his brain is still developing.
That's true.
You don't like when I ask you guys what is that. Mm-hmm. You don't like that. You don't like the interruption of the flow. Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
sometimes you guys are talking about some obscure, some stuff that nobody has ever talked about ever.
Stuff that me and Alex talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting stuff.
You guys are talking like Alien 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, what is Alien 19?
Is Alien 19 coming out? Did you hear something?
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I'm back into it. I'm into it now.
Did you watch Romulus?
I've been watching it. Yeah.
Did you watch Romulus? What do you mean you've been watching it?
Oh, okay. That's
nice. Yeah. It's worth it.
But did you watch the earlier movies?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
One and two are the best ones.
Two is just as good.
Two, not better. Two, in my opinion, is one of those rare occasions that the second movie is better than the first.
I can't believe you said that because I thought I was crazy saying it.
No, yeah, I think
feeling it.
Alien 2 to me is better than the first one, and it's like. One of the very rare instances that ever happens.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Very rare.
The Godfather.
It's that, The Godfather, and then Rocky.
Yeah? Is Rocky 2 better?
Yeah, because he wins.
Yeah, he wins in that, dude. The white guy wins.
Oh, that's right.
That's why Alex
Does he lose in Rocky 1?
Fuck yeah.
He gets his ass beat
in Rocky 1. You got to think about it. That's what I loved about it, too. Politically, they're never going to let that fucking champ lose on a fucking charity fight for this fucking guy. He's a fucking Italian bum. Yeah, he's not going to let some fucking Italian come and take this fucking hero's fucking belt.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, on some fucking... He threw him a bone, but there's a goddamn rematch.
Mm-hmm.
And when that goddamn rematch happens, Rocky's just as motivated. I mean, once Adrian gives him the go-ahead.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, you win this for the kid, whatever she said. I can't remember.
Yeah, verbatim. Yeah.
I think
you were close.
And then she brought up how he was in First Blood, and then he remembered like the John Rambo side of it, and fucking goes out there, bam, montage, bam, knocking Apollo out.
Yeah,
yeah, great fucking great fight, great fight. No,
one of the best in history.
Yeah, one of the best
in history. That he wrote, right?
He wrote one.
He wrote one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wrote two.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did he write that? He wrote that little rape scene then too. Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
With the dog?
No, when he puts his hand on the door.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Dude, oh my God, yeah, there was a moderate. He's persuasive.
I mean,
how many times did she say no?
I'm putting myself in Adrian's eyes, and I'm wet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm wet.
I'm putting myself in Adrian's eyes, and I'm thinking about how many times I said no, and this motherfucker just kept on fucking.
It was a lot of no's. It was a lot of like, get out of my house, Rocky. But like, he knew, you know what I mean? It's one of, seriously, it is a rapey feeling scene. Now,
no, 100%.
When I was a teenager, I'd been like, yeah, that's how they like it. But now I know that you have to ask women with a contract. You have to go up to them and you say like this, hey, I'm trying to put my penis in you. Can we work something out? You know what I mean? How much? Name your percent.
Yeah.
You know? Name your price.
Yeah.
And it's all OnlyFans. It's all hooker activity
fuck
now.
Fuck yeah.
There's no more just fucking. Except if you're gay. Hold on. We're talking about straight sex.
I just want, you said hooker. It's sex worker.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm so
a
sorry.
Lot of them like being called hookers. They call themselves hookers. Let him continue.
I think they only do that on the clock.
when they're off the clock, they're
sex. You derailed that perfection to talk about clockwork. Come on.
Oh, man. I haven't got a hooker since fucking... It's what are you guys talking about?
I was talking about...
Wait, have you ever actually gotten a hooker?
Not on purpose. Lala.
Yeah.
Lala got me pretty good.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she had cherries tattooed right above her fat old black ass.
Nice. Nice. You can see the cherries?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what attracted me. That's like some wild like in a cartoon, I walked past her, and then I walked backwards when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't walk back. Like, your head just came back.
Just
like
my
your,
head.
Like, your neck.
Just my neck.
Cartoonish.
My neck hasn't been the same since.
Yeah. You long neck ass motherfucker.
Do you ever struggle to look at another girl's titties? Or does your wife know?
That I check out other chicks?
To like give you a little peek.
Yeah.
Once she witnesses what's
sometimes
coming
yeah.
towards you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So
sometimes.
It's a little math you got to do, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not together a lot, though.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Keeps things fresh.
Like,
does she
like anticipate, like, if she sees someone before you do,
right.
mm-hmm. and she knows that it's going to be like your type?
Yep.
Is she like now waiting to see if you look?
No, she will tell me like your type's coming.
But like okay, so, but she's not like sitting there waiting to see if you look.
No, I don't think so. Mm. We're not together in those types of situations though, where we're in company. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I check out hot hoes all the time.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ariana.
I'll tell my wife, like I've called my wife and be like, I just saw the most beautiful fucking chick I've ever seen in my fucking life. I'm gonna go take a shot at it. And she'll be like, okay.
Yeah,
and she'll go, okay, do it.
That's funny.
Do it. Keep me on speaker. She'll say shit like that. And I'll laugh. And I
she doesn't seem like the type to like have her head on a swivel anyways.
No.
You know what I mean?
What am I going to do? Dude, what fucking hot chicks in a fucking... I don't even really check them out. I was like, that's a fucking hot chick. I'm not sitting there staring at her tits.
You know what
staring
I mean?
At her. I mean, I'll do it from 50 feet away, but...
It can ruin my
If a person
day.
Comes up, and I'm generally pretty good with eye contact, and I have to watch miles anyways because I can't fucking hear. I'm just watching this bitch's teeth fucking flat back and forth.
That's why you got to have a kid, so you're not thinking about tits and ass all the time. That's...
No.
That's my opinion on why you should have a kid.
Yeah,
so
especially
you're not
a daughter.
Walking around thinking about tits and ass.
Especially a daughter. You have a daughter. You're not walking around thinking about tits and ass.
Yeah, you have a son. You might be still thinking about.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's all fucking still a distraction.
You know,
dirty boy dad, dude. You ever been to dirtyboydad.com? No. You haven't been to dirtyboydad.com yet.
That I mean, gov, but no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I don't know. If it was a government site.
Well, that's different.
No. No, it's.
You go to the one you pay for the subscription.
No, it used to be a free site. It's gone now.
Meatspin.com. That was my thing back in the day.
Meatspin?
Yeah, you've never been to it? Mm-mm. Alex, show him real quick.
I don't know what that is either.
You seriously don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, can I get you guys like I'm in middle school real quick?
Yeah.
Type in meatspin.com.
Meatspin.
Yeah. Ian would know. That's the thing. That makes me sad. That he'd be over here like,
I feel like I've heard people talk about it, but I've never like.
Oh, it's.
Does it still exist though? Because a lot of those sites don't exist anymore.
It must. What about Lemon Party?
No, it's.
That doesn't exist anymore.
You know about that?
It's.
Yeah, see, I know.
It was just some guy riding another guy's dick, reverse cowgirl, cowboy style.
Mm-hmm.
And his dick was spinning in such a circle. It was, and they played "You Spin Me Right Round," and then it would count how many spins it did, and then if you got to a certain amount of spins, it would say you're officially gay.
Nice.
You could sign in to get a certificate sent to your family. You know? I don't know. You're officially gay.
You go over your friend's house, and like a week later, he's got it framed on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Like, or his mom's got a little sticker on the back. Yeah, my son's
it's on the fridge.
It's on the fridge. Yeah,
325 spins before he turned it off.
I mean, something like that is just hypnotic, though.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Specifically for you. Yeah.
It is, though. It is. I wanted to say just for you, but it is. It is. Yeah. A spinning dick.
I'm sad I
You ever spin
it.
Your own dick?
I mean, spinning ever, anything, though.
Do you ever go to JesusSwimming.com?
Spinners.
No. You ever went to JesusSwimming.com?
No.
All it was Jesus swimming with the crown of thorns in his hand.
Using the thorns.
Well, no. I'm pretty sure he's holding something in his hand, I think, but he's got the crown of thorns on, but he's just Jesus swimming. That's all
so
he's
you can
doing.
Just type in Jesus.
Jesus, let me see if
jogging?
It's still around. No, I don't think Jesus jogging was.
What would be the best Jesus adjective or verb website? Jesus fucking is that's an obvious one.
No, it's too obvious.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, filming fucking.
Yeah, it looks like this one's gone too. But it was just. Oh wait, no, maybe not. Yep, there it is.
Oh, it's like an. it looks like a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And this Jesus swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Go at jc.com.
At jc.com?
Yeah. No, no. He's talking about adjectives.
Oh,
verbs,
okay.
Or whatever.
Oh, I thought.
Go.
Yeah, he's holding the crown of thorns. And he is, yeah, just.
Type in Mohammed sucking dick.
Nope, not doing that.
Type in Allah eating ass.
No, not going to do
you're
that.
You're about to get us October 6th.
On this podcast, yeah. Dude, that would could be you imagine? So
that'd be
cool.
So huge.
They'd get Keith first outside.
Oh, I know.
He'd be he's our like our security guard. You know?
He's our ninja.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he'd be so sweet to him. They'd just like become friends.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's really nice.
Well, I mean, they really would. Nice. He would be like their type.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Wait a minute. The people that would come to kill us for saying we want to
Allah. Allah that
ass,
come.
Ass, yeah. An ass.
Yeah, like terrorists like that are usually closeted gays.
I don't know.
They are. They're mm-hmm. usually closeted gays, and they fucking love bears.
Yeah, dude.
All right, I'll agree with the second one, mm-hmm. maybe, but in my heart. But the first one, is that true?
If you are a closeted terrorist, you're into bears.
For sure. Like, I can't tell you how many young Arab kids when you say like, bears. Fucking come on to me Keith. In the bathhouse.
Keith and Alex, like, plus 25.
Oh my God!
I can't even tell you how many young Arab kids come on to me at the bathroom.
Yeah, no way!
All of them are terrorists.
Yeah. They're doing that to their God. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe.
Well, as long as they're tops, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Does and it Alex turn you on that you're ruining?
No,
their
he doesn't
religion?
Like little Arab kids, dude. He doesn't fuck with little Arab kids.
Oh, you know.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
well, they're little. If they're little,
I mean, I'm learning to be more flexible as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like I just have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But like my preference is not young Arab kids.
You have to be because like you're not getting selected.
Because they're prevalent. They're just prevalent.
Well, yeah. Well, because like the young guys with daddy issues are just like coming at me now, and like the older guys want the younger guys. So like I'm not getting that many older guys anymore.
Hmm.
So I have to be more flexible.
Oh man, that's so funny to like I gotta fuck this younger guy.
I gotta fuck this young hot person.
Oh,
because
those,
I fucking
God.
Ugh, those abs.
I know, dude. Gross. What a complaint that
what,
is.
What did he just leave the gym? Fuck.
What a fucking complaint that actually is.
What a cunt. You have such a hard sex life, Alex. Piece of shit.
Oh, they're all fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe have a future.
Mm-hmm. Piece of shit. I mean, just an asshole.
Oh, but I was telling you about this one time. I was Could we get a little soundtrack of him snoring in the background?
We could probably find some.
I could
shit,
probably make a soundboard.
Yeah. It's not snoring if you're awake, right? It's called
apnea.
Yeah,
fairly certain.
I mean, I could probably make a soundboard.
You ever find anybody?
Isn't
ever
that
do
what
sleep?
It because there's sleep apnea and then there's apnea.
I don't think
you just. You don't
that's
think
right.
So? Too
no.
easy.
I don't think you just you can
too
just
easy?
Pull the apnea.
What is okay. what is an angina?
Isn't angina that, is more of heartburn. I think
is that what
it?
That is.
That's a mangina that lost its manhood.
This guy's got so many
sorry.
Fucking jokes.
Sorry,
dude.
That's all I'm good
hey,
for.
Hey, how many beers you have at the ballpark today?
About a couple.
About a couple.
So you spent like $50?
Yeah. That's no bullshit.
You guys ready for this? Sweet.
No, you didn't. Is that your lifestyle now?
How did I get to the game? Did you ask that?
You said limo? Did you go to a limo?
Used to be a limo.
What is it now?
GMC. Nice black lady, Shauna.
Oh, damn, Shauna.
Yeah.
Did Shauna get tipped out at the end? Or just not?
I gave her a little tip in the first.
Were you hanging out with Kid Rock today?
My mom goes to MGM. And she loses right, enough she money that
big
she, if she calls up. No, she's not. I mean, compared to what people actually go there and lose,
mm-hmm.
she's nothing. She just asks.
Right.
So she asks, you know, can we get a ball game? And they drive us there. I had a little wristband. I took it off because I didn't want to show off in front of you guys.
Yeah, I would have. I still wear it. I would have worn it for sure.
Dude, if I was like, if I was on like an all inclusive like vacation, mm-hmm. and I came home, we were recording that day, I'd have all the wristbands on.
Mm-hmm. You're a wristband keeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wore
just well, look for at that. This. Look just behind for that you, recording.
Well, it's, you don't have the strength to pull them off. That's the thing.
That's why you need me here to pull them off.
Well, yeah, because like all inclusive, I'm not having any kind of nutrition.
No,
it's just all alcohol the whole time.
It's
alcohol and fucking chicken tenders.
Yeah, dude. We did a.
It's all chicken. It's all the Western diet. It's all chicken tenders.
It's got to be the worst food.
And pizza, yeah.
It's got to be the worst food,
though. Yeah. I guarantee it fucking tastes good.
And if it is something that like looks like it might be good, like I would imagine like the fanciest thing that you would get in an all inclusive place with like food wise would be like crab legs.
No, I'd say lobster tail.
Lobster tail.
Yeah, I bet you do lobster tail with fucking prime rib.
Yeah, but it's probably like rubber.
I was right behind home plate.
I don't fucking why did you ever get a nice ass all inclusive?
I can't imagine like those places.
I hope you get your mind blown someday. I do. The suite I really
next
do.
To me was Benetti and the announcers.
Get the fuck out of here!
And all that and Dan Dickerson.
Dan Dickerson was
yes,
calling.
Yes, we were right behind fucking home plate.
Holy
and we
shit.
Had chicken tenders, hot dogs, and mac and cheese, and a pizza came in.
And free beers.
And to a limit, yeah.
What do you mean to a limit? What's that mean?
They stopped it with the beers.
At what
after
time?
A while.
What time? Seventh inning?
About halfway through.
Yeah, they didn't, fifth inning?
I was like, you got another one of these?
Yeah.
They're like, no.
We're
done.
Stacking.
We're done with you.
Yeah, I'm
you stacking. Shouldn't even be here.
Yeah,
that's stacking. How I felt the whole time.
Yeah. I was like, you didn't see my necklace?
You didn't throw I pulled it out and everything.
Yeah, you did? Damn.
Yeah. We started a wave. It was fine.
He's like, you know, my mom lost $200.
You know, my mom lost $247.
No, seriously.
Last fiscal quarter.
My mom's tickets.
Mm-hmm. Nah, dude. You should have flossed in there.
It's
anytime
beautiful.
I've been invited to a fucking suite. Like, I was in a suite for that Tyler, the Creator concert. Put my mm-hmm. pinky ring on. First thing that goes on with my pinky ring because I'm flossing.
Oh, dude,
bitch.
I would go on a shopping spree and keep all the tags on everything, and then it's all going back the next day.
Sweaty as fuck.
I'm going to the south side of Somerset.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't even know what that means.
It's
so fucking
ghost
hot.
Ghost town up there. You've never been there?
I don't know anything about the south side of Somerset.
South side of they Somerset where, the, is well, where like well, all the fucking.
They're trying to keep it to the rich.
Yeah. Oh, is that where the rich folks go?
Yeah, the south side is like where the Tiffany's and all that shit is at.
It's really quiet though, and it's creepy.
Yeah, there's like nobody over there because
there's no
it's
real
like
rich.
It's like only things you've heard in rap songs.
Right. Right.
I swear to God, like Ferragamo. Ferragamo.
Yeah.
I could probably floss a little bit in there.
There's a Brooks Brothers store over there.
Is Brooks Brothers expensive?
Yeah, it's expensive.
No shit.
I think like the cheapest suit you would get there is like $4,500.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sick of this
I'll
shit, dude.
See you at fucking Macy's.
I need your help buying cheaper clothes because, dude, you go to, like, if you try to buy a golf shirt, you go to Carl's Golfland. It's like, where do you get off charging $125 for a fucking collared
shirt?
Yeah,
that's absurd.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Fuck you. Even if it's Lacoste, if it's Polo, fuck you. $125.
Yeah, suck my dick.
So here,
that's
here.
5 hours of just straight
so,
work
so
for
here,
a lot of people.
Here's what you would do. Like, people who just sign up on Fabletics, like, you're going to have to do the membership 1 month, which is $50.
Fabletics.
But, like, when you're a new VIP member on Fabletics, for, like, the first month or something, everything is, like, 50% or more cheaper.
Okay, so, but then what happens after that month?
After that, everything's, like, regular priced or whatever their sale is. But, like, you have to pay $50 every month to be a VIP member, and then mm-hmm. you get, like, a credit every month after that for that $50, and you can use that credit to get anything, but you're basically just paying $50 for a piece of clothing every month. But if
a
you
nice
just
one.
But if you yeah but if you just do it for 1 month, you can end up getting like a bunch of like nice stuff for like half of what it would normally be.
You can go to Amazon and get 6 of those shirts for $12.
Yeah, but they're not nice shirts.
They're not nice shirts, but they'll be collared with buttons on.
And also I mean like Gap is not like the top of the fucking food chain, but it's like decent.
What?
It's like decent, and if you sign up for their emails, they send you like 70% off all the fucking time.
So you're a big Gap guy.
I'm a big Gap guy because it's 70% off. It's better than Old Navy.
Why'd you have to start it with the caveat of like it's not the best? I
because every time I say this, people are like, but it's Gap. And I'm like, okay, I fucking get it. But it's better than Old Navy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And it's, did you know that? Fine.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Yeah. I know. Well, I thought Gap was like Old Navy's dad.
It is, but then yeah. But then like Banana Republic is like
the grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Old Navy and Gap, that could be like two characters in like a Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote a story like about
two love stories.
Old Navy and Gap.
Well, because like Kanye,
it sounds like two cats that are traveling across the country.
Kanye had that line on the first album. Was it College Dropout or whatever? Mm. He had that line on there. He was like, "I'm the Gap, like Banana Republic and Old Navy."
Man, I can't believe I missed that track.
Because Gap is in the middle of Banana Republic and Old Navy. Oh. And he's talking about gangster rappers. Wow,
that
and
took
backpackers.
Me a second. Yes, yes, yes. Wow.
Because he's like working with Jay-Z and Taleb Kweli.
He's talking about mall theft. Backpack rappers. Mm. What do you think they got in there?
He's talking about smash and grabs.
Yes. Backpack rappers. I never understood exactly what a backpack rapper was.
Just a rapper that raps about like
cool shit, like smart shit.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Lupe. I mean,
yeah, Lupe.
But what does it mean? Like, I know what a gangster rapper
raps
about.
Just like, I mean, basically, that's like a woke rapper, right? Like, they're just rapping about like
not killing people.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not rapping about not killing people, but they're not rapping about killing people.
Yeah, they rap about love, probably.
Probably, yeah, space, something like a girl in space. And,
yeah, space.
Yeah, 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 like skateboarding and shit. Like
cosmic
that.
Shit.
You like know. A flower, maybe.
I blow like Astronautilus. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Andromedas. Andromeda. I'm Andromedas.
And revolutionary shit.
I'm galactically challenged. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, if you listen to certain like rappers like Talon Brando, he, I mean, some of the stuff he says, like, I just, like, it's hard to even fathom, like, how he came up with it.
That wordplay.
Yeah.
But see, here's my thing about Talon Brando. A lot of people confuse backpack rapping with lyrical miracle rapping, and I think Talon Brando's a little more lyrical miracle.
I think he's more about the lyrics, but I think that really he, like, what he's saying is, like, I can't even describe it. Like, he just feels
see,
like
that's,
he's
that's,
always,
but
like...
But see, that's what you would say about a lyrical miracle rapper, because what they're saying doesn't really make sense. They're just saying, like, big words that rhyme.
There's something he's always doing that I can't quite put
a
finger on.
He thinks. Yeah, that dude, he's a thinker. Everyone knows that about Talon Brando.
Talented Brando.
He's always thinking.
That's one of the best rappers.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put him in a category with, like, Mos Def and Talib Kweli. I would more so put him in a category with, like, Cannabis.
But do you think that...
And, like, Mozart, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah.
We don't know yet. I mean, you just don't know yet.
I mean...
But from what I've seen...
It's just a thinking. He thinks.
Yeah. Talent Brando is...
I'm over.
That's his name, right? His name was actually Talent Brando.
I think I'm going to, like, get a farm and, like, start listening to country. And I think I'm just going to get Republican.
I mean, you don't have to do any of those things.
To be Republican?
No, to listen to country.
No. Well, I feel, come on, you know that it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, if you listen to Sturgill Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Willie Nelson all the time.
Yeah, Willie Nelson as well. He's not Republican.
He's not Republican. He was cool.
Johnny Cash.
I would put him under the cool category.
Like, yeah. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I'm sure they all had little
views that you wouldn't like. What was this?
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little Chris, all the highwaymen, Chris Christopherson.
So what you're saying to me is Pete I can Seeger. Listen to music and what the people's political views are have to affect me.
I mean, Neil Young is country-ish.
Yeah, but he's pretty political.
And he's liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would say he's a leftist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I like about Talented Brando as a rapper is he's political, but like, he's never saying it outright.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of his bars was like, Lincoln Monument? I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, what is he saying there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No one knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Is he really in there? Is Lincoln actually buried inside of that? He's not, right?
In the memorial?
Yeah.
No, he's in Springfield, Illinois.
No, that's him.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't.
They embalmed him.
They embalmed him, and then they kept building it bigger and bigger and bigger. It was just an original chair covered in plaster.
Yeah.
They just made him huge.
The monument is him.
Mm-hmm. He's just a little tiny version of it inside. He's probably all bones.
No, not even. That's him.
No, he wasn't that big.
Come on. He was.
Stop. No, he was not. He was a real splitter.
He was a giant man.
You stop. He was a big guy for his time.
He was a giant.
You know what, though?
Listen to just read the text.
He was like 6'3".
Read the things that they've written about him.
Yeah, he was 6'3". But he weighed 145 pounds. Yeah, but
6'3" back then with the exchange rate. That's what I'm saying. Like the 6'9". Exchange rate.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm agreeing with you there. I'm just saying he wasn't monumental.
Yeah, he was.
No, well, he was not. He was monument.
Now you're wrong. Now I'm on Alex's side a little bit. Why? Was monumental. And he was very big.
He wasn't monumentally sized. He was
very big and monumental.
He was 145 pounds, though.
I think that might be him.
So he was skinny.
Yeah, he was lean.
Yeah, but he was tall. You can be tall.
They said he had the...
You've seen people standing next to the Lincoln Monument, right? Yeah. You know, they're little people by comparison to...
Well, yeah, because we're not like...
You don't know it's not him.
We're not gods. That's what I'm
saying. I just don't think the Lincoln that you think the size was would even fit in the Oval Office. But I've never been to D.C.
Yeah, but you don't know that because the White House has burned down since then.
You're right.
And they have to rebuild it.
No, not...
You know the Washington Monument?
Not since Lincoln.
You know what that looks like? The Washington Monument?
Yeah.
That's the fire that you know about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's been more since then that they've covered up.
Yeah.
Really? Right. A good fire, yeah. No city goes down in a fire anymore. That's good. No,
you got to think, San Fran did it twice. Chicago did it a couple times. Detroit, the first fucking Detroit Pontchartrain, Fort Pontchartrain burned down. They built that motherfucker another couple miles up. So the real fucking Detroit's probably a little bit closer to
Pontiac.
What? What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know. I was guessing.
It's probably a little bit closer to like
Toledo. Farmington Hills.
No, probably like River Rouge.
So closer to Toledo.
Definitely closer to Toledo.
Yeah.
Yes. It'd be further south.
That's probably what the war of that's probably what the war of Toledo was.
What?
Because it was really Detroit.
No, it wasn't.
Toledo was supposed to be a suburb of Detroit.
Yeah. It kind of is.
No, but I mean like the way
Warren supposed to touch. Is. The way Warren is, yeah.
You know a lot about the war of 1812?
I know a little bit about it.
What happened to Michigan? Detroit, didn't we get taken over?
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
Yes.
We got taken over.
Governor Hall. They basically did not fire a shot. They came up and said, "We got you outnumbered. We recommend you leave the fucking fort." And any other general in the fucking U.S. Army been like, "How about y'all suck my dick?"
Wait, what was the War of 1812?
War of 1812 was between the British and the U.S. It was the second one, and they had more.
They were
the French. Yeah, the French weren't involved, but there was more Native Americans involved.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, were we a state even?
No, not yet.
So like.
Why? Yeah, we weren't a state until 1825. We were the Northwest Territory.
Yeah.
We were Northwest
Territory. But, like, was the U.S., like, Army backing us at that time?
Yes, 1,000%.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's
1,000%,
a bitch.
Yeah. And he goes, they're like, "We recommend y'all motherfuckers get the fuck out of Dodge. We're going to set you up in someplace nice down, I don't know where it was, another fort." And he was like, "Okay, got it," and got the fuck out of Dodge. And everyone's just like, "What the fuck was that about?"
Yeah.
You know, and so he ended up being the governor of Michigan, too, so he ended up getting some fame back. I think he had to do some shit in battle to
be
valiant. Is that the word I'm looking for? To have valor in battle. But, he fucking valor just valor. Gave it up to the British, and
that's kind of
we got it back.
That's a bitch move.
Not long after.
I understand if you didn't have, like, the backing of the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were just Michigan.
Dude, Fort Detroit was a banging-ass motherfucking fort.
Yeah.
Like
Detroit at that time.
Grant, like, was at Fort Detroit. Like, he was this was years later, but this was like Mark Twain was at Fort Detroit. It was a motherfucker.
Yeah.
At that point, when they all came here, we were already a state, but the military presence here was fucking big time.
Hmm.
It's always been big time.
So, yeah.
The French set military up here fucking early.
Wait, when did we become a state?
1825.
Okay.
Interesting. That's pretty. Yeah. That's not that long ago.
No, dude. No, and you got to think, too, at that point, all of West Michigan was still just like, they're like, it's just Indian forest.
Yeah.
That's just the Indian forest. Native.
And they're like,
all fucking.
Native forest.
Native forest. It was all, it was all trees from, like, they only carved out a little bit, which is actually part of my hometown, was carved out for the railroad that went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else north of that was just like
fucking. Well, think about how crazy, like, this had to be like jungle thickness back then, right?
Pretty damn close, yeah.
Like, because, like, there weren't people building fucking subdivisions back then. So, like, that shit had to be, like, wild.
But there was some prairie because we were rolled over by glaciers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's some prairie and shit like that. There's tons of that, but a lot of fucking trees.
Yeah, but where there were trees, it had to be fucking dense.
Thick, dense-ass forest. Yeah. Like, dangerous-ass, dense-ass. Where there was elk and bear.
Yeah.
And fucking gnarly-ass fucking animals. Cougars.
Wolf. Like, how quick would that shit come back if we, like, if, like, society collapsed?
50 years.
I'm not saying, like, apocalypse, like, asteroid hits.
50 years.
Like, I'm not saying asteroid hits or zombies. I'm just saying, like, economy collapses. We can't build shit anymore. We got to go back to, like, fucking living rough. Like,
you're saying, like, how the fast elites die. The people who know how to do the shit die. Like, like Atlas Shrugged.
I would if the elites died, we would be at an advantage.
I bet you within, I bet you
know
within
what I'm saying, though.
50 years, the vegetation starts
seriously taking over. I'm talking about wildlife. Like, how quick do we have cougars again? I feel like
within
it's quick.
50 years, yeah. I'd say within...
I think it's even faster than 50 years. It might
be. I mean, it just depends on the population decline.
Definitely.
Because people can still make fucking guns.
Definitely bears. I think bears immediately come back.
Well, we have bears, and they've been slowly moving down.
And so have the cougars.
But that's what I'm saying. But I think it becomes so much faster. If like there's if there's no trains and cars and all that shit,
you got to think too. If there's a serious human population decline, which is what I'm assuming you're saying, the human population would decline drastically, right?
It would definitely, because like we don't have medicine anymore. We don't have like fucking shit. Yeah. We're just living in the woods.
Going back to wood folk. Yeah. So there's we would be lower on the food chain than we've ever been.
We would be in the food chain.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still in the food chain.
Back,
we're not in the food chain.
Yes, where were the fucking apex? Out
of I'm in a house. I'm not about to get attacked by a fucking bear.
We're everyone's on the food chain. It's the thing we're is not you're on the top
chain.
Of it.
We're not in the food chain.
Well, we're going to get eaten by apex. Some sort of animal when we die, right?
Yeah.
So we're in the food chain. Mm-hmm.
So when you leave your house, you're looking around.
Not for something to eat me, but eventually I will be eaten.
So you're not in the food chain.
So you're not
in the food chain. You're only in the food chain if like you walk out of your house and you're like, oh fuck, I gotta watch out for fucking.
I disagree.
Vultures.
What do you think being in the food chain entails?
If you eat, you're in the food chain.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You have to be at risk of being eaten to be in the food chain.
But the chain.
We're at the top of the food chain.
Yes.
No, a chain is just a chain that hangs.
No,
down.
We're the bolt holding the chain.
If you're eating a cattle,
we're not the chain.
Can we call them apex predators then? Can we call those bolts the apex predators?
No, because they have to worry about other things eating them.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What?
A wilder beast can eat a
you
fucking
die,
lion.
A fly's gonna eat you.
Yeah, but I'm already dead. A wilder beast can kill a lion and eat it.
Can do that to you too.
Yeah, but it's not. I'm never gonna fucking run into a wilder beast.
It's happened.
If I'm face to face with it, sure, but I'm not walking out my front door.
Someone will.
I'm not walking out my front door.
Some human will, therefore a human is on the fucking food chain. I'm not saying you're on the food chain. I'm saying you, a great big fat bitch, and you don't go to whatever you don't be on no food chain.
If you ever encountered a wildebeest, you'd be rock hard.
No, dude, don't they have the big tusks?
No, Alex would be fucking throbbing.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, wildebeests are like fucking.
They're like pigs, aren't they?
Death machines.
Aren't they kind of like pigs?
Dude, they weigh like all. They weigh like 600 pounds or some shit? And they have like horns?
Yeah, well, they kind of look like pigs, though, don't they?
No, wildebeest? No, dude.
Isn't that what fucking. What's his name was in Lion King?
They're basically bulls.
No.
Oh.
Wildebeest, no.
Yeah, wildebeest is basically a bull.
Yeah. No, sorry. I know what you're saying. What am I thinking? I'm thinking of warthog.
Yeah, you're thinking of warthog.
That's what killed Mufasa.
Yeah.
You're thinking about Pumbaa.
Yeah, you're
thinking about a warthog. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of warthog. Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Hogs, they can kill people, too.
Hogs can kill people, but they're not.
Therefore, if people can be killed and eaten, they're on the fucking
food
chain.
No, a wildebeest will fuck
them. That's my opinion.
There you go. So you. We're on the
okay, here's wrong. The thing. You say it. A person can be killed and eaten. The likeliness of a person being killed and eaten is so fucking low. Mm,
but it doesn't mean they're not on the food chain.
No, it's so low that it's negligible. We're not on the food chain.
You can't take us
people
off.
People get eaten every year.
You can't just take us off, though.
You can't just take us off the food
we are
chain.
Not, we are not on the food chain.
Because of say the you're wrong.
We are not on the food
say
chain.
Say you're wrong.
You know what the number wrong. One murdering animal is in the entire world?
Mosquito.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, you piece
but they didn't
of
shit.
I hate this podcast. It's so intellectual. Well, we should just have fun thing. And talk about stupid shit.
When you deal with two
sometimes.
Elite, educated intellectuals like Alex and I on a podcast, you know he went to Michigan. For a minute. For a minute.
You know I flunked out of Michigan.
You know he flunked out of Michigan. And
you
I
got
almost
any more beers?
Yeah, I almost
I got plenty of beers.
Flunked out of a mid major. No. I almost flunked out of a mid major, but
I didn't, dude. You never went to school.
Yes, I did.
You never went to school.
Dude, I can show you my
you went to the school
problem.
Of hard knocks and fights. Yeah, and fists. You went to the University of Fists.
No, I didn't, dude.
Yes, you did.
I go to the University of Fists. There's not even a University of Fists in Michigan.
You went to Fists College.
He graduated with high honors. I'm doing the shoving. I'm doing the gesture of shoving your fist up somebody's ass. Just for everybody. Sorry for doing a physical
comedy. I love it.
He went there and opened up his mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mind.
Open up my top and my bottom.
My bottom mind.
Mm-hmm. Open up my bottom line.
Open that.
That's what I call my ass.
He went and opened that fourth eye.
My bottom mind.
Yeah, dude.
You know how we came from the water, right?
Yeah.
And then we came onto land.
Do you think that, okay, keep going, sorry.
No, what were you gonna say? The evolution is real? Yes.
1,000%. But do you think at one point our lungs looked like a little butthole on us?
That's what I was gonna
say. We had a blowhole at one
How'd
point,
you know?
Maybe? You're going
Something
with blowhole,
had to
right?
happen. Something had to happen with that butthole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't we have gills if we came out of the water? Like,
yes,
if we were
did.
Fish?
We did.
Hard to say.
Everybody thinks that the lungs are the most miraculous adaptation from water to land.
Well, I think that's right, right?
I watched the video.
Mm-hmm. How long was the video?
It was pretty long.
Like pretty long.
You'd recognize the guy right away.
What was the YouTube channel?
It was like that. It was like this dorky sci-fi guy. He talks about anything.
He'll LeVar about, Burton,
maybe.
Was it LeVar Burton?
He's white, so not.
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
Not a LeVar.
The
Burton.
Guy that played Data on Star Trek.
Perhaps.
No, he said he was a white guy.
That he was white.
No, that was
Data was white.
I thought that was what was fucking who was LeVar
Data
Burton?
Data was the android.
What was LeVar Burton?
LeVar Burton was the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, I know, but what was his name in Star Trek?
Geordi, I think.
I don't know. They should have just called him Lamar.
You know the guy. Like, you know those guys. He's like,
everybody's got like a weird futuristic name. It's like, yo, LeVar.
Hey, LeVee. Anyway, sorry. Finish your story regarding what we're discussing, evolution, I believe.
It's not the lungs that were the hardest thing to adapt. It was the skin. It's because it's hot out here.
Ooh.
Imagine being everything that's ever lived on this earth is in water.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you come out, it's fucking hot,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
It's hot.
That's probably
and basically that's what our skin, the keratin, it's like we kept the water with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little raincoat on us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the hardest thing. And that's what this dork was talking about. So I
interesting,
don't know.
Dude.
I wish I had more than just that
no, no, no,
and call
no, that
him
was,
a dork.
That was plenty but, prolific.
Thank
that
you.
That was prolific.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. So
I'm gonna
go
get a beer.
Yeah, go for it. So in reality, your skin is just holding moisture in.
Yeah.
So when your skin gets dry, you need to lube that shit up.
So we've never actually left the ocean.
Because it's salty too, dude.
Yeah, our body just learned how to keep the ocean with us.
Oh my. 75% water, dude.
Yep.
Aren't we like 75% water? Or like 98% water?
Something like that.
Yeah, we're like between that, between 75% and 100% water is what we are.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my god,
we're somewhere between like 97% and 100% water.
And it's crazy because some of us are so much better swimmers than some of you slobs.
I can swim, bitch. I was a lifeguard.
Dude, you're not swimming like I'm swimming.
I would fucking smoke you,
dude. I'll if
I would
could
smoke you in a swimming race.
No, you wouldn't.
Any stroke.
No.
Any stroke, I would fucking destroy you.
We were talking about evolution when I left just 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I come back and you guys are arguing about who would win in a swimming race.
I would.
Yeah, no, you would not
win.
Would. You
in
would
a pool
win.
Or a lake?
Either. I don't care.
Okay, I get to pick the pool.
Do you think that what do you think you would have the advantage in between a pool or a lake?
Lung capacity and strength.
I would
no.
You
said
plus
smoke.
My aerodynamics. You asked pool or lake. You're a smoker. You don't have any lung fucking collapse. No, you smoke cigarettes all the time. You smoked 2 cigarettes before we started recording.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't.
1,000%.
I can quit that in no time.
You play a lot of video games, dude.
Yeah, that's all you do. What are you going to do? Use your thumbs to fucking paddle yourself along? You fucking flat thumb fucking geek.
Just
because your hands
thumbs.
Are starting to web.
You have no idea how fucking much dexterity I have in these thumbs.
Those thumbs.
Honest to God.
Just flat top. Just they're like hammerhead bits.
Thumb stroke. 20-meter thumb stroke.
20-meter thumb, just fists and thumbs.
No,
dude.
I have the normal stroke, but then that thumb just gives me that
gives
extra little
wiggle.
Yeah.
Oh, you throw the thumb at the end. Yeah. We should tape them down and see how he
you
does
thumb,
then.
Thumb throwing son of a bitch.
You tape those thumbs down and you got nothing, this kid.
No, I got massive pull, dog. Maybe not anymore, though. My shoulders are pretty tuned up. See, I'm already hedging my bet.
Dude,
but I'm going to put $150,000 on this race.
When I was in lifeguarding, we were doing... we were racing freestyle,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're doing like 20 laps,
mm-hmm.
and I beat everyone literally by like 3 or 4 laps.
Yeah, but that's when they weren't letting black people swim in the same pool. So let's keep that in mind if we're talking about it.
That's noteworthy.
That's noteworthy.
Yeah. You didn't mention that.
Yeah. You didn't bring up that part, did you?
Yeah. All the way back in 1999. Yeah, I forgot.
The Hamtramck. Yeah. Dude. The Hamtramck pool was segregated. Wasn't it? That's what you told me, I thought. I don't know. But anyways, how many black kids were in that class?
None. But yeah. That's besides okay. the point.
You were racing against
yeah.
plumbers.
Okay, yeah.
The, okay,
yeah.
Everyone knows yeah, black folks are the best swimmers.
Yeah, black folks who famously never drown.
Yeah.
You were swimming against Babe Ruth.
Swimming against Babe Ruth.
I live in White Lake. Like, there's three stories a year about, like, someone drowning, and it's like...
Always a black dude?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they come from Pontiac, can't swim funny. So good.
I mean,
that's I mean, listen... If it's a black person that like grew up in like West Bloomfield, I'm sure they know how to swim.
Yeah,
Pontiac. But if you're talking about somebody from Pontiac or from like not. You know the East Side or some shit, when the fuck were they in it's a pool kind of a sad or stereotype. A beach?
Yeah. That kind of makes me sad. Now.
It's not a stereotype. Yeah. It's where they're from though. Like
you know what I mean.
A black person from West Bloomfield.
Yeah.
Or Rochester or Grosse Pointe.
Truth. They have pool accesses.
But it's the same. It would be the same thing with a white person. Like you think white people from Warren know how to swim?
No.
Or like white people from Taylor.
But also, I kind of have. This is totally wrong. But I have no respect for an adult that can't swim. Unless you have a mental illness, just stop panicking. That's all you have to do. To swim, quote, stop
but if
drowning.
You, but if you don't know how to swim, how then are you supposed to stop panicking?
I understand that. But, like, when I hear, like, an adult drown, like, I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. Maybe evolution.
But they don't know what to do.
I know. I know it's like that's.
So stop panicking means just stop moving and just slowly sink
to the bottom. Yeah. If you keep taking, the thing is, though, if you relax, keep taking deep breaths, your feet are going to come up and float right to the top. You'll be able to float. You know what I mean?
My head, I'm fortunate.
Take deep breaths underwater.
My head is so big, I can just float. My head floats.
Yeah, you have a huge.
I'm serious. Head. I don't know. Does your guys' head float?
My head does not float.
Your head floats.
I'm assuming my head floats.
But I know how to make myself float.
How? What's floating then?
You're supposed to arch your back, and then you take
pop that
and
ass.
You take deep breaths because your lungs will keep you above the water.
I think it's your head, dude. I think it's your head.
It's your lungs. He was a lifeguard for 26 years.
You have to fill your lungs.
I will get in the water like after this in your lake and show you that I can literally float with my head.
You're not even realizing it, but you're using your chest to float.
I don't breathe when I swim, so I don't know.
You take a deep exhale and just hold your breath?
Mm-hmm. I mean, last time I crossed, when I swam the Alcatraz the first time, I didn't take a breath the entire time. Because
you soloed the fucking trip with just one breath.
What is that, like 10 miles?
No, zero
like
breaths.
Seven or eight, maybe. Maybe not even that. I might be exaggerating. Three?
What about Alligator Alcatraz? Do you think you'd be able to get out of that one?
I think I could. No. Not that one. That's nothing funny about that.
I'd crab walk right out of that fucking place,
sad things like that.
I'd crab walk right out of that fucking joint.
Dude, I would make friends with the alligators. I would catch a possum. And then I would just be like throwing possums at the alligators.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
And then we would be best friends after that.
Yeah.
Right at the little cell.
Reptiles are known to be warm to people who feed them every once in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be riding the alligators like I was Aquaman or some shit.
That's the move, dude. Pretend like you're the old guy. They're like, I feed the gators?
Oh, yeah, you for know? Sure. I would
Then you stash a little couple fucking possum heads in your bed every night. And then you end up with your own. Mm-hmm. And you throw the possum heads on the guards when they're sleeping. And the alligators come out of their crocs and out of the water.
And he starts eating the possums a little bit to get in the gator's head.
Yeah.
Well, I got to show the gators that it's safe.
I bet you could ride out of there on two gators.
Yeah, like when you do with a dog. Like,
yeah, because they're gonna be weary at first. Yeah, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this asshole trying to give us food?
Yeah.
So I would have to eat a little bit of the possum first. Just to
show them how they do it.
The Ozzy Osbourne of possums.
Yeah.
I think that seems all right. And I think you could probably end up kind of skating out of there on two fucking alligators.
Dude, I would be 1 foot on each alligator with like a fucking, like the straps that you get like on a chariot.
Yeah.
But like in their mouths.
Yeah.
And they're just like fucking carrying me out.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to have them barred together with sticks, probably.
No, they're just in sync.
Oh, that's fucking nice.
Yeah.
That's the alligator, man.
It would be like twin alligators.
Alligator Alex.
It would be twin alligators.
Oh,
so that's how they'd be on the same page. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they had twin talk.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's my favorite animal.
Alligator?
Alex.
Oh. Yeah. He's up there.
No, alligators, I think.
That's your favorite animal?
You know what? Yes.
No shit. I wonder what mine is.
Has been since I was a kid. Second. Hippo.
Hippos okay. can fuck you up.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I think they're the number one man killers. That's what keeps us on the food chain.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Hippos?
Yeah.
You think hippos are keeping humans
when,
in check?
Because when I walk out of my house, I'm worried about hippos.
You ride around on a boat in hippo country, you're liable to get fucking ate.
You're right.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Say I'm wrong.
Yeah, so as long as I stay out of hippo country, I will never have to worry about being eaten.
Correct. You can't even fly a plane in their territory, honestly.
I wouldn't.
Well, they got those RPGs.
Mm-hmm. They're
Russian made.
Beautiful animals.
No, they're not. Disgusting.
When I was in St. Louis,
they're monstrous pigs. Yeah.
When I was in St. Louis, we went to the St. Louis Zoo, and we went by the hippo exhibit. Mm. And like when you walk by, so like the hippo exhibit, you start above ground and you're kind of like looking in, but then like it kind of dips and then you're like equal with it, but it's like a wall, and then you can see into the tank. And when we were walking by, there were two hippos just fucking going at it.
Yeah, no thanks. Wait, fucking?
No, fucking like fighting.
Oh, yeah. Under the water.
Under the water.
I didn't know they do that.
Yeah, those motherfuckers hold their breath forever, too. I think they sleep underwater. For real. Insane, no, I'm like, no bullshit.
Yeah.
I think they like, and they like just go into the room and sleep and think about you coming to like, yeah.
You guys, when you were little boys, you didn't have an animal that fascinated you?
And yeah,
still does to this day. Cheetah?
Yeah, cheetah always fascinated me. To this day.
Like, you think about them and you get a little
spine bends.
Yeah, it's weird.
Spine bends. Like, fucking insanity. Dude, they got live springs in their back fucking legs.
I think I was always fascinated with, like, tigers.
Yeah. You've always been a big cat.
Yeah.
Big cat guy. This big old pussy-loving son of a bitch.
I think that's why I'm, like, that's why I fear them, because I respect them.
Yeah,
me too.
I know what they're capable
of. Always loved the idea. I mean, I was a shark kid. I like sharks, but...
I was never like a shark.
I asked you one. Guy. I asked you for one. So
just the one.
Let's stop.
No, yeah, tigers for sure. I think tigers because of He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a Cringer.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because his he had like a green tiger.
Yeah, I always like spider because of Spider-Man.
No, he had a green tiger that when it wasn't his He-Man version of the tiger, was just like a big fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And but then, the He-Man no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But the He-Man version of the tiger was like a fucking ferocious beast.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Vicious.
And he would ride
that motherfucker.
He would ride the tiger.
Was it? Did it have? It had a saddle.
Too, yeah, it had a saddle. When it was the He-Man version, I forget what the He-Man version was called, but like that had like a saddle and a.
Nobody's ever tamed a hippo and rode a hippo, right?
No, not that I'm aware of. I don't think it's possible.
Maybe Hannibal. If anybody did it, it would be Hannibal. Boris? No, the original Hannibal.
The guy from Rome.
Carthinian.
Yeah.
Carthinian general.
I'm not well-read like you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he had elephants, so I would assume he maybe did hippos, too.
But I'm thinking elephants
are
like...
Indians can figure out the elephants.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to sound like the way I did.
No, yeah.
I think an elephant
is a fucking pretty fucking smart creature. I think a hippo is just a tiny brain fucking killer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I don't think you're taming a hippo.
Yeah.
I don't even
they're
think
the most dangerous.
I don't think anyone of Hannibal's caliber.
They kill the most humans.
If you feed it an elephant,
that's what keeps us on the food chain. Mosquitoes.
If you feed it an elephant, maybe.
Dude, elephants and rhinos. A fucking elephant is steady fucking rhinos up. Steady
fucking rhinos.
Not rhinos, hippos.
And hippos.
I take 10
and hippos. I've seen. I mean, if you got one great big bull elephant versus one great big bull hippo, I'm taking elephant all day. That motherfucker gets on his back legs and start tusking at him and fucking choke him out with his trunk. Do all kinds of weird shit.
You're saying one hippo versus one elephant?
Yeah.
You're taking
I'm taking the bull elephant.
Wow, what a bold vet.
Yeah.
What a bold bet. Sorry.
What? You're talking about fucking rhino or hippos as number one. I'm saying elephants are number one.
I'm saying 10 hippos versus 3 elephants. Who wins?
The elephants.
Yeah, I think that's pretty even, actually.
No, elephants. They're going to start swinging tusks
that's
around.
That's why I asked.
Gouging people.
I did the math.
10 hippos versus 3 elephants.
You're going to find some fucking elephants missing their trunks.
Well, yeah. There's going to be
the fuck off.
There's going to be damage done, but I think the elephants ultimately
win. Ian is on the side of the elephants.
Elephants all day.
Elephants.
Yeah. I would think so. Ian's been chased by an elephant, so I think he's seen firsthand what they're capable of.
That's right. I forgot that story you made up.
I hate hearing about these animals that can run 40 miles an hour. That fucking... terrifying. This bear runs
like
he topped out at 46 miles an hour.
So you're gonna I'll be in my car and you're gonna catch me.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't get away fast enough from this fucker. I gotta be in a Tesla.
You ever think about how like we are like 200 something pounds and that bear is 2,000 pounds and like just just slapping you in the face would kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, it just
might collapse your whole head, might knock it off. Hasn't that happened? That something
just
happened?
Just by, not even by muscle.
No.
Just weight.
Just weight.
Just pure inertia. Weight. Just remember they're physics. Running 20 miles an hour and they run into you.
Do you remember that When Animals Attack show?
Fuck yeah.
Do you remember that guy that was like sitting next to the bear, like at the circus or something?
Mm-hmm. I remember a lady sitting next to a bear in a
lady.
Station.
Maybe it was a lady in a new. Maybe it was that one. Yeah. But like a person is sitting next to a bear. And they're told that, like, the bear is, like, tame or whatever, mm-hmm. and it'll be fine. And they're, like, sitting mm-hmm. next to the bear all, like, smiling and, like, oh, my God, look, I'm next to the mm-hmm. bear. And then the bear all of a sudden just snaps. Fucking hauls
off. Does that ever happen to you at the bathhouse? He's got a little stupid hat on, and he's on a unicycle. Alex goes up trying to be, like, nice.
You get a picture with him?
With a kazoo. Yeah. I'm just, like, riding around with a kazoo and a hat on the unicycle.
The spinny hat.
He leaves wearing a
pink. Like, whoa, you have any poppers? The ringleader. Is there a ringleader at the? Let's not talk about bathhouse.
It's usually the guy with the biggest dick.
There is like a Mufasa at the hierarchy at the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm. The guy with the biggest dick is the one.
You're not joking either.
No, like, I mean, if you have, like, a huge dick, everybody's going to be following you everywhere.
Do they have a cape that they give you?
No, it's not that official, but...
They should be. Like, night by night, there should be, like, a president.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
President mm-hmm. of the bathhouse.
It should be like an Elks Club. You guys should make it like a fucking, like a moose lodge. And elect some like fucking leadership.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
sort of union should
yeah,
be formed.
Yeah, get some union involved. I mean, you guys might be fucking for a lot more...
That would ruin the fun of them fucking in that bathhouse.
No, it wouldn't.
John, can we find a bathhouse so we can just go and steam and not have sex with men?
It's fucking called the Schwitz.
Yeah, the Schwitz.
But am I crazy to think that if you tell anybody in the world you went to a bathhouse, the words bathhouse.
Most people don't even realize there are gay bathhouses.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So it's just
I'm
tainted from this podcast.
Yes, 1,000%.
Most people when you say bathhouse will think it's like a Turkish bathhouse.
We know 99.5% more than anyone else knows about bathhouses in the straight community.
Wow.
For guys between the ages of 18 and 52.
Yeah. Wow. And and a lot of the people who would go to Turkish bathhouse first do know about gay bathhouses, but like in their line of life, it's more so about like just the regular Turkish bathhouse,
where
they beat you with palm leaves.
Yeah, they beat you with like palm leaves.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
that seems nice.
I don't like getting hit by shit, but I imagine if people been doing it, I wouldn't. I let it fly.
I don't like relaxing with other people.
I don't like that either, personally.
I
don't even like eating in front of other people.
At the end of the day at the bathhouse, they do feed you. They give you like this big ass fucking feast before you leave.
Oh,
get out!
Get that thigh strength.
What the fuck
back.
Do they get?
It's like steak and all kinds of shit
at the bathhouse.
Yeah.
What you night? Came like three
Any
times.
Fucking night.
Every night there's a huge smorgasbord.
Not the
of
gay bathhouse,
food.
The regular bathhouse.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like a dinner at the. Well, I think you have to pay extra for the dinner, but like you can do that at the bathhouse, at like a regular bathhouse.
Is it like. I wouldn't like that. I'd like to come and leave.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's not,
you know what I mean? Like,
I'm a come and go
I'm
guy.
I'm picturing a well-lit cafeteria, like afterwards, like we all just fucked. And
yeah,
just
now we
got
to
But you're not
about.
Fucking at a regular bath. You're just fucking
about the
relaxing.
Bathhouse.
You're
just they, relaxing. They have a feast at the regular
Yeah, I'm talking
bathhouse.
About the regular oh, bath, not the gay bathhouse.
How much is it?
Well, you said regular.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said regular bathhouse.
I thought you said normal. Sorry.
Maybe I did.
He doesn't care.
What's the difference,
gays,
man?
Gays aren't normal.
Gay is like this. It's
queer. The most normal thing in my fucking life.
No.
It's all you
No, the gay bathhouse isn't normal. It's better.
Good.
It's
be proud of being
normal.
Not normal.
Yeah.
Wish I was gay.
You could say it's not normal. It's better. Or you can say it's abnormal.
It is very funny. They do like one, I think, or no, two Sundays a month at the gay bathhouse. They do bears at the baths.
Oh, nice.
So they're trying to attract bears. And that's the only day that they order pizza.
Bagel and cream cheese and shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's called it Panera.
That's like the only day of the month that they have like food like yeah, that, they, like, that they cater.
They're just setting bait, dude.
Talking
putting
Tuesday,
bait out.
Wednesday.
Putting a food pile. Like bears, you're trying to bring bears and you put out a food pile.
You go that. You like that day, right?
I've never gone on a day. It's Sunday. I don't go on Sundays.
Yeah, dude, he keeps the Sabbath holy. You know that.
Seems foolish, but also I appreciate your dedication
Why
to
are you
this
gonna
podcast.
Eat? Yeah, that's a real shit where you eat scenario. I don't like that.
I would never eat at the bathhouse. It's kind of fucking gross.
Yeah, dude. In all honesty. Yeah, that's shitting where you eat. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
It's eating where you shit, actually.
Yeah. Eating
where you shit. Yeah. It's eating where you might shit on accident.
Yeah. 100%.
If you don't clean out right.
Yeah. Right. God, that's got to be tough.
All right, this is a it's an hour.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
really? It
is. Yeah, this is the first official podcast without Ian. The second, the 15th official, probably 25th to 30, maybe.
This is the second chapter without
Ian. It went well. I'm glad.
God bless you, Ian.
God bless you, Ian.
And all your things.
Drive safe, homie. Coming up, I have the 313. No, 313 is next month. I got end of this month. I have Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, July. You're on it as well.
I think it's on that as well.
21st.
That's or 28th.
2 weeks from this Monday, I think. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, because I'm in Sheboygan on Thursday.
Sheboygan. That's right.
It's and Sheboygan. And then the week after that, I'm at Ridley's featuring for Sean Patton. And I think it's the Monday after that we're a Blind Pig.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be at the Wrigley Center in Port Huron on Thursday, the 17th. And then Squeaky Wheels, the 25th, I'll be in Ontario.
How's crossing and coming back over the border been?
Easy peasy for us.
Yeah, because I'm still like worried about that for me.
What do you have to cross the border? Do you have to get a special ID?
Real ID should work.
Where do you go to
get you just that? Have to prove that you haven't gotten your real ID Trump. Yet?
I don't know.
You have to prove that you voted for Trump.
If you want to fly, you need to get a real ID.
Okay, I don't know if I have one yet.
You fly across the border?
No, I don't fly
anywhere. But I'm just saying in general, it's not even about flying across
where the border. Where do I go to get a Secretary of State?
Secretary of State.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
just make an appointment online.
I'll do that.
But yeah, if you want to fly anywhere, you have to have a real ID now. Jesus Christ. You have to have a passport, basically, to fly domestically now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Real ID.
Real
ID. You got one?
No, I don't think so.
We're sponsored by them.
Apparently, I got a fake ID right now.
We're sponsored by the DMV.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a DMV in Michigan. We have a Secretariat of State.
Well, this podcast went downhill.
Yeah, fuck this fucking thing. Do your, make your, what is it? What
I'm not going to say it. I can't RIP. Say it without him. Yeah. Black holes. Mm.